Walking is often praised for its physical and mental health benefits, but one artist has taken that idea to the extreme, trekking 1,000 miles for mental health. Olivia Robinson walked across the UK to reconnect with her homeland and sense of identity. Now, that journey has inspired a new exhibition, and Walking Home to Myself opened in Perth this week. RTRFM contributor Beth Makiewicz spoke with Olivia Robinson about the trek and how it ultimately led to the exhibition.
I was actually back in the UK, so I'm from there. I've been in Perth now 15 years, and I was doing a little walk around my mum's village, and I just had this overriding feeling that I wish the walk didn't have to end. And then I realised, as a self-employed artist, I do have that option to carve out some space and time in my life to enjoy a slightly longer walk. It didn't then lead me straight into the walk. There was a bit of planning and a bit of time, but in that moment I thought, why not just do it?
How did your mindset shift as you walked? Were there like some pivotal moments that you can recall?
Oh, absolutely. The first probably maybe 2-3 weeks, it was a lot of emotion. I was very tired. There was a lot of planning. I was kind of getting used to the schedule. My body was really hurting. So it was really about just getting through every day and the real challenge of it. And then I really noticed my mind started to clear, and I had so much space to appreciate all the beauty around me. I had space to just think through any issues and problems that I'd, hadn't had time to deal with in everyday busy life. And then it sort of became a bit of a meditative experience. And by the last 2-3 months, I was just feeling a bit like a monk, maybe. I don't even know. I can't say I've been in that mindset before, but just complete clarity by the end of the walk.
Yeah, wow. How long did it take, and where exactly did you walk? What was the map?
So it took 78 days, but I allowed myself one rest day a month. So 75 days of walking those 3 rest days. And it was about 30 kilometres a day. I started at the bottom of the UK. So that is Land's End, appropriately named. And then I went all the way through the middle of of England and went up to the top of Scotland at John O'Groats. And I actually went a little bit off track and extended my walk a bit because I was staying at cricket clubs along the way. A passion of mine is playing cricket, and raising money for a cricket charity. So I made my life harder by extending my walk to visit these cricket clubs. But long enough.
What were some of the biggest challenges doing it solo?
There were times where I really just needed to feel a part of social interaction or feeling like I just needed a hug, specifically when I was injured or unwell. At the last 2 weeks, I was so, so poorly with the flu, and I got a tick in my eye, and I was really struggling. And then there were times that it was really scary, and naturally I just wanted to reach out and be supported by someone or have a cry and be held. I had a lot of injuries with my shoulder, so times where I needed comfort, it was really hard to be alone. And then I had one scary night where I got in my head. I was totally fine, but the environment I was staying at, an old shed, felt really like a Midsummer Murders kind of thing. Yeah. And I was convinced I was going to get murdered in the night. So I was super duper scared, and I just thought, I just want to not be alone right now. But most of the time, I'm a happy introvert, and most of the time I actually really loved being alone and in my own thoughts. And it's quite maybe unusual, but I didn't listen to any music or any podcast or anything on my walk.
How did you document your walk? Did you take notes or photographs or videos, or is it all just in your memory?
Yeah, so I took a lot of videos. I did have a film director set up to help me before the walk. Unfortunately, he had some personal issues, which meant that I couldn't use his help along the way. So I filmed a lot on my phone, and I sort of used the battery for that reason.
Yeah, let's talk about the exhibition. What can you share with us about what you're offering?
So there's 8 large paintings. They're abstract and they're really textural, and my hope is to kind of immerse you in the landscape. Each painting is a specific place that was really important to me along my journey. Underneath each painting, there's a QR code, and that will take you to a video of me in that location. So kind of get to do a little virtual tour of through cornfields and over the valleys and in a storm. And I won't reveal too much. There's also a free screening tomorrow night, which is, it takes some footage from that video I was talking about on YouTube lessons from 1,000 miles. And that really just is going to document the real practical evidence of me doing the walk and what led me to then create the paintings, because I wanted to tie the two together. And then lastly, there's some prints as well, which are photos that I've taken, and then I've digitally enhanced them with brush strokes.
Olivia Robinson there, speaking with RTRFM's Beth Makivics.